That peace you can't find, that part is a hole, and it never lets go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Engulfed in Nutrition. I'm your host, Taylor Baum. If you haven't listened to us before, the purpose of this show is to provide the best nutrition information for your golf game. A lot of people don't understand how important nutrition is in their golf game and how it can help them. There's a lot of different ways, and we're going to get into some of those today, but that is kind of what we're here to do. So let's get into it. Golf is a really interesting sport in the fact that it is both an aerobic and an anaerobic sport. Meaning, aerobic meaning it's a long kind of dragged out process requiring oxygen over a long period of time. And anaerobic meaning that it's short explosive bursts that are high intensity. Well, in golf, we see both because you have these short explosive motions like a swing, which lasts, a second at most. And then you have these 4, 5, 6 hour rounds, just constantly going. And so it's a little bit of both, and it's kind of unique in that way. Because other sports, you're either running and jumping all the time, or your sprints are done within 10 seconds or whatever, however long it takes the world's fastest man. I'm not a running specialist, obviously. So that's one of the common issues with golf. So how do you properly incorporate nutrition into it when you know you have these issues? Common issues for a lot of golfers are not eating correctly coming up to a round or practice or whatever it may be, as well as not hydrating properly. Maybe you're drinking plenty of water, maybe you're not. You just lose hydration somehow. Eating on the golf course, maybe you're eating on the golf course isn't proper or isn't optimizing your opportunity. There's a lot of poor on golf course snacks that I see people consume every day, such as your hot dogs, your hamburgers, your sodas, all these high calorie, non-nutritional, dehydrating things that don't provide a lot of essential nutrients for that long-lasting anaerobic and aerobic sport. So I want to go through real quickly a couple things we can do to better prepare ourselves for our rounds and our practice, right? A big important part is leading up to the round, your pre-round. Maybe it starts the night before, maybe it starts, 2 hours before, depending on what you're doing and the weather and how seriously you take it. In many events, I start the night before. I'm making sure I'm hydrating well, drinking lots of water, consuming lots of electrolytes, just making sure my diet's proper, that I'm not eating any inflammatory foods. Inflammatory foods have a lot of negative effects, especially associated with golf. If you're sore, you're broken, you don't feel good, you're not going to perform to your fullest potential. We need to be performing to our highest potential. So at minimum, if you're preparing 2 hours before your round of golf or an hour and a half before your round, I think the simplest things are, make sure you've got a good meal and you make sure you're not, starving when you get to the golf course and your blood sugar is not low. Make sure you have a couple snacks with you available for on the course, and we'll talk about those here in a minute. But make sure you're hydrated as well. Be drinking water for 2 hours leading up to the round. Make sure you are properly ready, and I think it'll help you perform a lot better if you're in a positive state before you even get to the golf course. So on the course, people wonder, what kind of snack should I have with me? Should I eat a full meal? What should I do? And there's no real right answer. The right answer depends on the person. It depends on how you metabolize things. It depends how you react to things. I personally see a lot of guys who take it very seriously eat peanut butter jelly out on the golf course. It's actually a very good snack out on the golf course. Provides a lot of good fats, carbohydrates, and a little bit of protein. And I think that's great. The one problem I do see with that, and I have had myself, is if you consume a full peanut butter and jelly, that's a lot of sugar. So usually if you do that, or it can happen, it depends on the person again, you can lead to that crash. And we don't want that. We want to have a steady energy level and a steady release of energy throughout the day. So if you're going to do a peanut butter and jelly, what my recommendation would be to just parcel it out. You know, eat a quarter of the sandwich and then wait two or three holes and eat another quarter of it. And, you know, wait a couple more holes. Make sure you're drinking plenty. Snacks I like to keep on the golf course. I like beef jerky or any type of jerky just in general. It's good protein. There's some carbohydrates. There's some salts in it. Salts help out with hydration and such. I also love trail mix or almonds. Almonds are a great snack. Bananas, a great snack. Bananas provide a lot of potassium and carbohydrates, which help you boost your energy and keep hydrated. So yeah, on the snacks front or the meals front, that's about what I like to do. If you are going to consume something like a meal, I would suggest something on the lighter side. If you're going to stop at your halfway house or your nine hole, whatever, and get a snack, I would say consume something that isn't too heavy. It isn't going to slow you down. So nothing like potatoes or, you know, potato chips. Fruit is always great. Some oats or whatever, maybe a Nature Valley bar if you feel like it. Those aren't going to lead to a big crash, but again, we need a steady flow of energy. So eating every 3 to 4 holes is great. If you can do it every 2 holes, that's even better. It's just going to keep a constant release of this energy. On the course, we need to be drinking water at least once a hole. You should be going through a bottle every 3 to 4 holes. And especially when it's hot out, it needs to be a bottle every 2 holes. Your body's sweating out. It's putting out so much, especially during, if you get there early, warm up, you know, play a full round. You're out there for 5 or 6 hours. You need to stay hydrated. And a big part of that is consuming a proper electrolytes, which those bananas have, which the almonds have, if they're salted, sodium, chlorine, potassium, magnesium, and such, all are good electrolytes, and you consume those in food. So you don't need to go to an outside source, but if you do, I would suggest G2 if you're going to drink Gatorade. There are great electrolyte supplements out there. I know Noon is one. And there's plenty others. It just depends on what you're looking for. Hydration is still really key, especially after the round. After the round, one thing I love to do is I love to go back wherever, my house, my hotel, my friend's house, wherever I'm staying that week, and drink around 8 ounces, possibly more, possibly less, of coconut water. Coconut water has a lot of natural potassium in it, and it is very, very good for hydration. And then once I'm done with that, I like to drink, you know, another bottle or two of water in the next 30 minutes, an hour, and then continue to hydrate all night and make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Try not to drink too much caffeine. Caffeine's just going to take the water right out of you. And that is really the best thing you can do. And that's, you know, don't eat any inflammatory foods if you plan on playing the next day. And this is all going to lead to better performance in the long haul. And that's what we're all striving for, right? Well, that is all the time we have today on Engolfed in Nutrition. I want to thank you for listening. I am your host, Taylor Baum. If there are any questions you have, please let us know and we'd love to answer them. Thank you again for listening. We hope you do again. Hit them straight out there. Long live the heart, long live the soul, I know that it wants. That peace you can't find, that part is a hole, and it never lets go.